Nothingness. Wheeler was of the opinion that everything, the whole universe, emerged out of nothingness. He writes, "Everything came from nothing." In his journal, he comments, "Nothing, nothing. You start with nothing to get everything." Bit by bit, measurement by measurement, observation by observation, the airy nothingness crystallizes into physical form as we collaboratively dream up our world out of the primordial nothingness from which we ourselves arose. In a dialogue with an imaginary colleague, Wheeler writes, "Preposterous, we have to agree in the idea that everything is produced out of nothing. As preposterous, but perhaps also as inescapable, as the view that life had its origin in lifeless matter." Wheeler's nothingness is completely void of structure, law, and plan. In his autobiography, Wheeler writes, "And, just as life arose from non-life on Earth, something arose from nothing in the universe. That nothing from which something arose should not, however, be confused with the emptiness of a vacuum. It is nothing in a profounder sense. It is nothingness." As Wheeler himself has pointed out, this nothingness is filled with enormous energy density and is actually a plenum, an overflowing fullness of pure creativity, effectively disguising itself as a vacuum. This nothingness is a cauldron of activity, bubbling more vigorously the further we go down the quantum rabbit hole to look at smaller bits of space and tinier intervals of time. Classical physics is based on the concept of space as an empty, inert receptacle or vessel that can be filled with something from the outside. It is seen simply as a location in which matter exists and things can happen. To quote Wheeler, "No point is more central than this, that empty space is not empty." From the pre-quantum idea of simply being an empty container in which physical phenomena move, the modern conception of the void contains infinite potentiality, being a field of powerfully fluctuating energetic relations, a dynamic process in its own right, with enormous importance. To quote the Chinese sage Chang Sai, "When one knows that the great void is full of qi, one realizes that there is no such thing as nothingness." This same idea is poetically expressed in the Buddhist Heart Sutra, the heart of the perfection of transcendent wisdom, in which it states, "Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is none other than emptiness. Emptiness is none other than form." These words are pointing at the inseparability of the seemingly solid forms of the world and the emptiness out of which these forms arise. Matter cannot be separated from the empty space out of which it arose and in which it exists. Matter is, in fact, simply a dynamic modification of empty space, a structure mysteriously constructed out of pure structurelessness. Nature's lack of a fixed essence is essential to what it is. Just like in a dream, forms are empty of inherent, independent existence, not having a nature of their own. It is the nature of emptiness to take on form, which is to say that emptiness itself is appearing in the form of form. In the context of quantum theory, emptiness is the field aspect and form the particle aspect. Quantum entities are not objects in space and time. Rather, they are processes through which the void manifests itself and in so doing gives rise to the domain of space and time. In other words, space and time are produced in and through the making of phenomena. It should be noted that the reason quantum entities can spontaneously change their form is because they are in direct contact with a void, the ground of its and our being. The physical world is a momentary crystallization and expression of the underlying emptiness, which is not a vacuum, but an overflowing fullness or plenum. This is similar to the way in which a whirlpool in a stream is not separable from the water that makes up the stream, but rather is an unmediated expression of it. Just as the whirlpool is nothing but a momentary patterning of the flowing water, the so-called particles that make up our physical world are nothing but dynamic patternings in and of the featureless plenum of space. Before the advent of quantum physics, to quote Wheeler, "One thought of particles in space as really important, and the space around as relatively unimportant." Modern physics reverses this perspective, as it recognizes that particles are constructed out of seemingly empty space, the plenum. What seems to be mutually exclusive opposites, form and emptiness, necessitate each other. They are in actuality two aspects of the same underlying reality which coexist and are in continual connection and cooperation. The plenum, Bohm writes, is the ground for the existence of everything, including ourselves. The things that appear to our senses are derivative forms, and their true meaning can be seen only when we consider the plenum, in which they are generated and sustained, and into which they must ultimately vanish. The plenum is something, a something akin to a no-thing, with which we are always in touch with, contained within, and of which we are expressions. The emptiness of the plenum constitutes the essential being of all forms, both outside in the world and within our mind. Everything arises out of the all-pervasive common ground of the plenum, which is thereby immanent in each and every form, making each form indirectly immanent in each other. Though the idea of the plenum seems really far out, the plenum itself is actually far in, pervading and composing the core of our very being. The revelatory insights of quantum physics are leading us towards a grand synthesis in which the essential nature of the physical world of matter and sentient awareness, the essence of our minds, are recognized to be different modes or expressions of one and the same underlying sentient field, the quantum plenum, that pervades and informs all that arises both within and without. This newly emerging visionary understanding of the inseparability of mind and matter is for the first time finding a rigorous and precise articulation in the technical mathematical language of modern physics. The Buddhist word for emptiness is shunyata. The root of shunyata is sunya, which alternately means zero, nothing, hollow, or void, and which refers to the zero point, the cosmic seed of emptiness that is pregnant, swollen with potentiality. Within the emptiness of the plenum is an internal intelligence, a primordial sentience with innate cognizance, for how else could the cognitive faculties of sentient beings arise? Modern theoretical physics has taken our gaze off of the visible and directed it to the underlying field. This reminds me of when we learn to see as an artist, we typically are taught not to draw the object per se, but rather the space around the object. In a similar figure/ground reversal, shifting our view from content to context, physics is shifting our vision from the foreground, the forms, to the background, the empty space in which the forms arise, and is realizing that the two, the foreground and background, the forms and the emptiness, are ultimately inseparably one. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form.